Thanks to Gusto for supporting Earn Your Happy. Gusto offers all-in-one payroll and HR for growing your business. Whether your team is in-person, remote, or a combination, with Gusto, keeping your team on track is easy. Go to gusto.com/Lori for your first 3 months free. And thank you to Indeed for supporting Earn Your Happy. Indeed makes it easy to connect with your applicants. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/happy. Offer good for a limited time.
What's meant for you won't miss you. And what misses you was not meant for you. And until you have a tangible example of that in your own life, I think that that saying is just that. It's a saying. Mm-hmm. But then when you feel it really deeply, it makes everything, I think, a lot easier to handle moving forward.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. If you don't know, I want to send you a daily text message, either a manifesting affirmation, a journal prompt, or a question to really get to maybe the core of what you want in life or what's missing in your life. And I am sending these daily right now out to my text list. So if you guys want to be a part of that, absolutely for free, all you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I'm loving seeing all of your responses. I know some of you are responding back to the text messages, and I'm trying to get to anywhere from 10 to 30 of you per day and really getting back to you and chatting with you over on that modality. So I hope that you join that text list. It's going to go right to your phone, goes right to my phone, and I'm just loving it. I'm loving getting to know you guys better and ask you questions and also send you some affirmations and quotes that I'm obsessed with and things just to hopefully make your day brighter and better and really start to hone in and get you the things that you want out of life and start thinking about what it is exactly that you want. I know that in my personal life, I feel like I am always just one good question away from my answer. So that is what I want to send you. And today, on the podcast, I have Danielle Robay. She is a TV host and journalist currently of Ease While You Were Streaming. She's the creator of the video podcast, Pretty Smart, and the best-selling card game, Question Everything, which is a 52-deck card deck for deeper conversations, noted by Forbes as a game changer. You guys, this is in my living room right now, and every single person that has come and stayed at the Lake House, which has now been quite a few people, we end up playing this game. I absolutely love it. It's 52 incredible questions that have unlocked and opened so many things in my life and in these relationships of the people who I've gotten to sit and do them with. And you guys know, because of Light Pink, that I am obsessed with questions. And also A Tribe Called Bliss was completely based on creating deeper connections through questions. So this is such a fun podcast because we talk all about why that matters and also how you can get your own card deck. So let's get started. Danielle, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Lori, I'm so excited to be here. A mutual friend introduced us, who I love, and you are a boss. And so I'm so excited to get to know you.
Oh my God. Well, I can say the same exact thing about you. And it was so much fun just going down the rabbit hole of like researching and learning so many things about you, which I was like, you know, when you like are researching that person or you find that person and you're like, man, I'm pretty sure we would probably have a lot to talk about or we'd be friends. I was like, there are so many similarities that excited me because I was like, this is going to be so easy and fun. So I'm so excited to chat with you. You do such incredible things in the world that I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to dive into the way that your brain thinks when you're approaching these things that probably require a lot of confidence, maybe people think, to the outside world. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm really excited to dig in. You also have an awesome podcast.
I do.
When did your podcast start? Tell me about your podcast.
I launched February of 2021. It's called Pretty Smart. And the tagline is a love letter to women with something to say. And so I was an entertainment journalist for years when I first moved to LA, and I was doing all these red carpets and interviewing all of these really quote unquote pretty women. And I was thinking about all the pretty women in my life, and they were pretty bold, pretty witty, pretty strong, pretty smart, and thought, I want to interview people who put a new spin on pretty. And so some of them are these, you know, celebrities that I think aren't given an opportunity to speak on other topics sometimes, but some of them are therapists, attorneys, specialists on loneliness. We really deep dive into topics that hopefully can propel people's lives forward and make an impact.
Oh my God, I love this. So can just share a little bit for people how your career has sort of evolved and what you're doing now.
So grew up in Chicago. I'm a Midwest girl, went to school in Wisconsin, and I did local news there. So Madison is a small town, as you know. And I, as soon as I did local news, I thought, this is it. Like, I love telling stories. I was a political science major. It felt like a perfect sort of marriage of things that I liked. And I thought, the internet is going to happen. I told my parents I was moving to LA and going to work on the internet. And my dad was like, Britney Spears fans are on the internet. What do you mean you're going to work on the internet? Like, what are you talking about? And he was like, it's your life. It's your money. Go for it. And you can always come back. So I moved. I think I had like $8,000 in my bank account. My grandma's friend let me live in her garage. And so moved into the garage for free. And I was so grateful to be there. And I started doing red carpets. And so I would, I would like call people online and say, you know, I found your number on Facebook. I'm a host. And I would do red carpets for free just to get tape. And what I do, it's sort of like your resume is your tape.
Yep.
And I would send it out and no one would reply to me. And so I started sending people cookies or bamboo plants and writing little notes that said, you know, if anybody drops out last minute or you need a host, I would love an opportunity, and then put my email. And they would reply and be like, you know, we don't have anything, Danielle, but thanks for the cookies. And I felt like a little uncomfortable, but also I then had their email and we had a correspondence. So every few weeks or every few months, I would send a new link, and, you know, and one day one of those outlets called me and said, our host is sick. Can you be in Beverly Hills at 5 p.m.? It was like 3 o'clock. And I said, yeah. So I hustled over there. It was for an X Factor red carpet with Simon Cowell. And he gave me an exclusive that night, and he changed my life because they hired me. And it was my first full-time job. I worked at a place called Clever TV, which was like a YouTube conglomerate kind of, and learned the internet. Like, it was such a great incubator almost for like how to title things, what SEO was, how to produce, how to write. It was boot camp for sure. And eventually went on to Entertainment Tonight Online. I did a morning show in Chicago that was like a GMA for Chicago, and then came back here, and I'm skipping over a few things because I don't want to bore everybody. But now I do a show on E and have the podcast, and then started the Question Everything card deck.
Oh my God. I love this so much because you shared your willingness to just put yourself out there, and then also to get totally scrappy and just say yes to whatever. Honestly, I feel like for you, with just what you explained, like any opportunity that would have come, you would have said yes to get yourself out there. And I can, out of all of the people that I've interviewed, I can tell you that they all have a story like that, where it was just like, man, I mean, I did what other people were not willing to do and sent cookies and bamboo plants and, you know, heard no and got offered this one thing that a lot of, it might've been easy to be like, I have, you know, work tonight, or I have this other thing to do, or it's like you clear everything to jump at that opportunity and make yourself available. Because just like you said, you never ever know what is going to come out of that. And it's I just think it's so crazy. Yeah.
Sometimes it's nothing that comes out of it. You know, like I still kind of do those things, but sometimes something really magical happens. And I think I hear a lot of motivational speakers talk about your why. It's a very popular thing. And I believe in it, because like the what and the how feels confusing when you don't know how to go after something or what to do to pursue what you're wanting. But if you want it bad enough, you figure that out.
it's not like you had this like super grand plan. You literally right in front of you were like, okay, I'm going to connect with these people because they're people, and just like get in front of them. And yeah, it really is. It kind of goes along with what you've created in your card deck. It is like so about relationships at the end of the day and getting in front of people and just trying everybody. I love that so much. Okay. So I want to know, is there a time between the ages? Can you tell me a story about a time between the ages of maybe 8, let's pick 8 and 14, that you can like vividly recall right now that developed the person that you are today?
Yes, actually. In 8th grade, so I think I was 12 or 13, I ran for class president and I lost. And I was okay. It was fine. I went back to school the next day and everything was the same and my friends were the same and life moved on. And actually the person that won ended up like dropping out because he like wasn't capable of doing all the things or whatever. And I realized in that moment that you always have to put yourself out there. Ugh. And that like failure actually doesn't sting as bad as it stings in your mind. And so actually an entrepreneur I interviewed said, in entrepreneurship, there's no failure. It's just a pivot because it pushes you into the next thing. And I think I didn't have the words for it at the time, but I learned that aspect, that it just propels you to the next thing. Like I learned how to do graphic design because I had to make flyers, you know, which ended up helping me later in life. So you never know where things lead you.
Okay. So first of all, when he dropped out, did that like crown you as president?
That's a great question. No. So this is actually sort of embarrassing, but when I was the second runner up, so I was supposed to be vice president.
Okay.
And when I became vice president, I was like, I don't want that job. I want it to be president or nothing. So I was like, no, I'm out.
And I love it.
The person that was VP became president. But yeah, I think it was like a great lesson in failure.
Yeah. I was just going to say, look, you got the lesson out of it and you moved on. You're like, I'm good.
Yes. And it totally,
but I can keep going.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's like public embarrassment, right? Like in 8th grade when all of your friends or everybody knows, it's very public, but it speaks to the man in the arena poem that Brené Brown quotes Roosevelt all the time, which is like, you just got to get into the arena.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Can you tell me about a more recent time when you've been rejected that maybe it stung a bit, but you collected the lesson? And what was that lesson that you got?
The first thing that came to my mind when you said that was in 2019, I was dumped. My boyfriend who I was living with, I'd been with him for like 2.5 years, broke up with me. And I was so devastated. Mm-hmm. Like almost not functional. Like I was so depressed, sad, and I didn't know how to climb out of the hole, really. I think having gone through therapy, it triggered like deeper wounds in me for sure than I realized. But having come out of it, what I realized is what's meant for you won't miss you, and what misses you was not meant for you. And until you have a tangible example of that in your own life, I think that that saying is just that. It's a saying. Mm-hmm. But then when you feel it really deeply, it makes everything, I think, a lot easier to handle moving forward, because I've always been an ambitious person. And so forcing things feels natural to me. And to take a step back and realize that what will be is actually pretty important.
Hey, a lot of people dream about having their own business, but they forget that you also have to run it. So whether it be HR, payroll, or employee benefits, let Gusto help. Gusto offers all-in-one payroll and HR for growing businesses. From full-service payroll and benefits to team management tools and more, Gusto makes it easy to support your hardworking team in one intuitive platform. I've teamed up with Gusto and they're offering your first 3 months free at gusto.com/Lori. Gusto's loved by both businesses and employees. For businesses, having everything in one place is a game changer. Employees love that Gusto's interface is modern, fresh, and extremely intuitive and really organized. Whether your team is in person, remote, or a combination of both, with Gusto, keeping your team on track is easy. Using a platform like Gusto is critical to so many things, such as One, keeping things organized so both you and your employees can find the important documents you need. And two, staying compliant and up to date on your state's rules and regulations. And three, they're super quick and easy payroll processing services. Four, access to competitive benefit options. The list seriously goes on and on, but we don't have as much time to talk all about them in this ad. So join the more than 200,000 new and growing businesses that are using Gusto to build a great workplace for their employees. Right now, Gusto is offering our listeners 3 months free at gusto.com/Lori. Get easy payroll benefits, HR, and a happier team. So go to gusto.com/Lori for your first 3 months free.
So you had mentioned something just in this last story. You had talked about how it kind of like revealed even deeper wounds or triggers to you. So what did you do in that moment when you were like, oh my God, I actually think this is like bringing up some underlying issues about how I feel about myself or about worthiness or like the stories that I've developed and how I think about myself in my life? Can you share some of those, or do you mind sharing like when you realize there's like deeper things going on? How did you decide to like look at it and then help yourself to cope with them?
Therapy was really a huge aspect of that. I didn't know what else to do. I was so depressed that it was like, I have to talk about this or figure this out because I'm never going to move forward. And I don't want to feel like this. And I also don't, I didn't want to repeat some of the things of like in that relationship, in my next relationship. So for instance, like, I think I found this person's charisma really dynamic or engaging. And I learned through therapy, like what kind of wound was I harboring that I was attracted to this sort of insecure charisma instead of like a quiet confidence. And so I think it was out of necessity, quite honestly. And I've always been into growth. Like I think it's like some people stumble upon it. I've always felt like there's a lesson in everything and I wanted to find it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this just brought up for me right away. It sounds like your belief system goes along with my belief system, which has really helped me out a lot, where even when really bad stuff happens pretty quickly, I can be like, okay, where's the lesson? Where's the lesson?
Yeah.
But like once in a while, that is challenging because you cannot see the lesson. Are you in something in your life right now where you are like, okay, why isn't this coming to me yet? Is there something that you want that's not coming to you? Number one, yet.
That's a great
and
question.
Are you able to kind of like figure out why it's not here for you yet?
I've been thinking about that a lot because I just started doing this show at E about 8 weeks ago. And when I moved to LA, all I wanted to do was be on E. Like I wanted to be the millennial Barbara Walters, but on E. I wanted to ask like deep, meaningful questions, but somehow be on E. And I had had meetings there multiple times. Like they had asked me to come in and then nothing would ever happen. And then there was a year before the pandemic, they were launching a new show and I got kind of to the final rounds and they flew me to New York and I auditioned and I thought like, this is it. And I didn't get it. And I remember I was dating this guy and I called him crying and was like, what am I going to do? Like, this was it. This isn't for me, clearly. And I had sort of given up on it, actually, which is part of why I launched the podcast Pretty Smart, because like, I really believe in being a self-generator and I wanted to create a place of meaning if someone wasn't going to hire me and practice my skill set along the way. And so when this came about, I was like 2 weeks away from quitting because I just felt so frustrated with like the uncertainty of my industry and the financial instability. And I'm 31. I saw a lot of my friends kind of settling down and I'm going to a lot of weddings and I'm like, they're like really building sort of this life. And I like live in this one bedroom apartment and I'm putting all of my money into like R&D for this card deck. And like, what am I doing? And then this producer at E emailed me and said, we're launching this show. Can you send me some links? And I sent them, like, usually I'm so thorough and really on it. And instead this email was kind of just like, here's some links. Have a great day. Thanks for thinking of me. And they called me and said, come in. So in some ways that it was like, I had let go of needing the validation. And then it like found me anyways, which was pretty wild. I don't know if it will always happen that way.
Yeah.
I know.
But it goes back to like, what's for you can't miss you, you know?
Yes. So yeah, I think that it was like a recent full circle moment. I don't know if it'll always happen that way. Sometimes things do miss you on purpose.
Yeah.
But that was pretty beautiful.
Oh my God. I love this story so much because it reminds me of the times when I was like getting, let's just say how it feels in the moment, like getting ignored and rejected like over and over and over. And you're like, what the, like
you felt that too.
I'm doing all the right thing. Oh, that has happened multiple times in my career. Wow. But what I love so much about your story is exactly what I have this theory that like, it's what you had just said. Like if there's something that you really want and you're depending on like a person or a network or like something to anoint you into that position, that you need to figure out somehow a way to create that feeling that you're desiring or that thing for yourself without them, like cut out the middleman and go straight for the thing that you want, like to create the feeling in the community. And as soon as you do that and you really like understand that you created it for yourself, I swear to you, that's when they come knocking. And it's like about create, because now you've become attractive. You're now somebody who has more value to offer. You're now someone who's like, well, she's doing the damn thing anyway. And you probably got all of this practice on your podcast and all these other things that you're just radiating different. Like your energy is different and you're putting out a different like message into the universe. That's not like, I need you. I need you. I need you. It's like,
that's so interesting.
I'm doing it anyway. So I love hearing it reflected back.
Well, it's interesting for me to hear that you felt that way, because before we got on the pod, obviously I was like, you know, looking over your podcast and your work, and you honestly give off this woman has figured it out. And so it's really, I think just like helpful to hear that there were some bumps along the way. I always love hearing those stories.
Oh girl, I'm still getting rejected. I pivoted into something new and I'm in a whole new pool of rejection. So much fun, but it's great. Like we know that, right? It sounds like we really think like sometimes I'm in it and I can extract that lesson right away. And I'm like, okay, great. It's just making me so much better. And it wasn't for me, or maybe it is, but I need to let go of something. And it just makes you think, it just really makes you think, which is why you probably love questions and I love questions too. Okay, so I want to know, what are three beliefs that you have had to let go of that were instilled in you in your childhood, whether they were meant to be instilled or not, whether it was somebody like a, you know, a teacher who said something that all of a sudden a belief popped up in your head that you carried with you? What were three beliefs that you have had to let go of from your childhood in order to be the woman that you are today?
One is that you can't have like a really successful marriage and children and also be a powerhouse at work, that it's like, you're going to have to choose. I do think that you can have those with the proper sort of like setup and support. So I had to work through that one. The other one is that your feelings don't matter. Constantly in my house, it was like, your feelings don't matter. Like, look at the facts type of a thing. And in some ways I'm grateful for that. I think it made me a pragmatic thinker, but I pushed my feelings down a lot. And I think in romantic relationships, it was unhelpful because I didn't feel comfortable asserting my feelings because they felt like I shouldn't have them. So that was a lot of therapy. And now I'm a big feelings person and I've leaned into it. I actually think it's part of my superpower at work.
It seems to me in your life that you like really go for it. Like you, even though you might be afraid, you go for it. Like, have you always had the confidence like that? Or was that something you had to develop?
I got really lucky. My mom forever has said to me, like, you can sit on the park bench and watch people live their life and walk past you, or you can get up and live. Mm-hmm. And from like a very young age, she was always pushing me to get up and live. And to like live outside of my box. And it's one thing I haven't had to work towards, to be honest. Mm. Like I really kind of just go for it.
I love that you shared that though, because it showed like, even for people who have children, because I can say I had the opposite being raised by my mom who was, and my dad, but my mom was mostly the one who was at home with me. And I love her, God love her. But she would say this too, like, it was always like, aren't you afraid? Or you can stay here. And cause she had anxiety and had a lot of nerves and had a lot of fear. So I think that it was like a partner with her in that. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that it is something I still to this day, like have to work through. Like I still hear that voice or still get really anxious. I do it anyway, but
that's really like impressive thinking, that you do it anyway.
it took a while, but like thinking about how I want to raise a child, or like when, if people have children, like to think about like, no, go get out there. Like, go try that. I don't care if you're afraid. Like, of course we want to do it loving, but maybe sometimes I won't. Maybe I'll be like, yeah, you have to go anyway. Cause sometimes you need that push. Like, and honestly, like my husband, when I met him, was kind of that push. He would just like, didn't understand the fear thing necessarily. So he would always be like, just go. Like, what are you? And it makes you feel like, number one, it makes you mad because they don't understand. But number two, it's like, oh, people feel differently than me. Like, some people just go for it. So I'm glad that you shared that. So,
well, I think sometimes I ask myself, what's the worst thing that happens if I go for this? If I'm in my head. And it's like, maybe the answer is I embarrass myself. Maybe the answer is people will look at me differently. But to be honest, it's never that bad. You know? And you know, so thinking about that, you're like, all right.
You know what? One of my friends says, she actually has a podcast too. Her name is Angie Lee, but she says,
oh, I know Angie. Her brother's one of my best friends.
Oh, that's awesome. So funny. See, we'd find that tie right away. She says, you're already in your worst case scenario. Like when you really think about it, not going for it, you're already living in the worst case scenario. And I was like, oh shit, God, you're right.
That's like, a great point.
So I always think of that, like when I'm like, oh God, what if it fails? What if I suck? What if these people say this? What if I lose this money? I'm like, I'm already living in the worst case scenario, because what I really want is to be living this version of me, and I'm not.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the man in the arena again. It's like, well, we're going for it. Like, we did it. So
I like that. Yeah. I'm gonna adopt that.
I know. When she said it, I was like, oh, that's mine now.
It's good. She's full of those quotes. She has a great podcast.
I know. I love her. She's great.
When you're looking to scale your business, do the things that move the needle the most. And the number one thing has always been for me, hiring the right people. And the better you get at hiring and the faster that you do it, the more your business grows. But how do you get better? You need Indeed. Indeed is a hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. It delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest 2019. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for the applicants that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed has so many tools to offer that save you so much time, like Indeed Instant Match assessments and virtual interviews. One of the features I love the most is their assessments. It's so genius because this tool can give you a window into how candidates will be on the job. On average, applicants who scored highly proficient or higher on the reliability assessments were nearly eight times more likely to consistently attend work, according to US Indeed data. Indeed offers over 135 assessment tests to choose from, focusing on all different skills ranging from cooking to coding. If that doesn't help take the stress out of the interview process, I don't know what does. Your candidates don't need to prove themselves again and again, and you can dive deeper into talking about what's important to you. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/happy. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at indeed.com/happy. Indeed.com/happy. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So what is a belief you have right now that you like know that with this belief, as long as you strengthen it, whether it's, you know, your faith, or it's maybe like a line that you always refer back to, or it's a knowing that will always keep you safe and let it be okay no matter what you do or what you fail at? Do you have a belief around that?
I do. I guess it's a two-part answer for me. One is that my job is actually like a big part of my personality, I think. Like, it gives me a lot of purpose. I find a lot of identity in it. And I've worked through that. I actually don't think it's a bad thing. Like, I don't mind that. But I do know that if everything stopped, I still like the person I am. And so that gives me sort of peace, because I feel like without all of that, I still have my same friends. I still have my family. I still have self-love. But separately, I think the other aspect of that is, I always think of the Shirley Chisholm quote, service is the rent you pay for a room on this earth. And the people that I admire most live via service. And I think like on podcasts or in motivational speeches, like it's a very sort of just kind of like shiny thing to say. Like, it's really about like, how can you serve? How can you serve? And it, sometimes I don't believe people, but the people that truly live it, they freaking radiate. And it's not just something they say for clout. It's something they live. And I've noticed that when I'm exhausted or I'm upset, if I can be of service, it's actually very self-serving because it puts me in a better mood. And often the advice I'm giving people, like I have young TV hosts call me all the time or message me on LinkedIn. And even if I don't have time, I always take those calls because I find that the advice I give them is the advice I actually need to hear. So yeah, I think service is a really big part of knowing that everything will be okay.
Man, I love that. That's one of my things just that I say to myself when I'm like feeling, you know, that feeling where you're just like, you're stuck. You're maybe something, just trying to think of recently, Chris and I actually had one this last week where we had something, just somebody who decided to be upset about something in customer service related. And it just like never, ever feels worst? Good. It's the worst.
Oh my God. I didn't understand it till I experienced it.
And you can't make it better. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the things where even if you try to make it better, you're actually making it worse because it's just that person or whatever it is. Like, and you just don't know the next right move. But the only next right move is like to figure out how to get yourself out of this energy that's like attracting more shit because you're just focusing on like the bad. And then you think about all the bad things in your life. You recall everything from 8 years old and up because you're... Do you know what spiral I'm talking about right now?
Oh yeah. I call it a shame spiral. It's a quick wheel. It's a shame spiral. Yeah.
So we just brought in everything. You know, we're like, let's invite everything bad so we can keep feeling bad. But we had said, we're like, okay, like what's the fastest way out of this? And we're like, the fastest way is to make someone else feel better. I'm like, let's both text three people and check in on them and like see how we can serve them. It immediately made me feel better to get out of my own head. And trust me, it was selfish at first, but then I was like, holy shit, this is like the fastest way to make yourself feel better is to make someone else feel better about themselves or their day.
100%.
And it's just, you can be in the worst place. And it's not that it like immediately healed the whole thing, but it gave me enough space to get out of the shame spiral and be like, okay, let's put it into perspective. Like, let's actually like take a beat and see what this really is. Cause it can feel so big and then you realize it's not. So yeah,
that's so well said. Thanks for reminding me of that because I've never really been, I guess, intentional about it in that way. Like, let me text three people. I think that's such a good tool.
I feel like somebody told me to do that because I don't know if I would have come up with that on my own.
So smart. No, you're so good.
But awesome. It works. It works wherever I heard it. Okay. So you had mentioned that feelings are your superpower at work. Like I need to know about this. Like, tell me about times where you're like, oh, this is like, you can actually feel kind of like your magic like happening.
Yeah. I had like a pretty great upbringing. Mm-hmm. It was like, I had a really loving, stable family. I lived in the same house, you know, my whole life. My parents still live in that house. There was a lot of love and comfort and stability. And then when I moved to LA, I think I felt strong because of that. I was powered up. And later, I want to say around like 25, I had a lot of hard things happen, both mostly personally, some professionally, some hard family things. And it expanded my sensitivity like crazy. I felt like someone had turned a faucet onto my tears and I could not turn it off. And it was because all of a sudden I had this like well to pull from. So when someone was in pain, I could, I knew what that felt like so deeply. And it was really difficult at first. I still have it. I can cry pretty quickly if I feel somebody, but like in interviews, I look back at my footage and I realize I missed some things that people were saying to me because I didn't have the capacity to feel what they were feeling. And now I hope, I think everyone misses some things, but I think when I watch my footage back, I'm able to like really be with someone in a present way and understand them differently than I ever have, which for what I do is so important because the follow-up question really matters. And so, yeah, that's actually how I'll expand, but that's how the card deck was born.
Number one, like that is so amazing to be able to, as a podcaster, and I've been doing it 5 years now, I've learned in the beginning. So I'm so curious for you as well. in the beginning, it's like I had these questions that I knew, like, okay, if I ask these are good questions. But all of a sudden, there comes this point where you realize your next question does not fit. Like, it might be a great question, but you're actually going to like disrupt the flow of energy, and you're going to break like what you're connecting to and what you're getting to. So those like emotional cues and that for, tell me about, do you remember at all like the first times that you went off course and were like, I'm just going to like risk it for the biscuit?
I love that. I've never heard that. Yeah. I did an interview with this woman, Sharia Irving, who it was supposed to be about mentorship. She started Shaping Her Earth, which is a fabulous foundation for young women of color to find mentorship. Mm. And I love mentorship. And so I had this whole interview prepped and we got on, and she had this, like, this woman has spirit. Oh my God. Even via Zoom, I could feel her. Like she just radiates. And we ended up talking about faith. And I was like, this is such a beautiful conversation. I shifted the whole thing. I just went with it. And I actually called a friend he's the executive producer of CBS Evening News now. He used to do their morning show. And I was like, Adam, did I do the right thing? Like, I don't know should I have stayed on course? Like, and he was like, no, always go with it. Mm-hmm. Unless obviously news is a little different because you're supposed to get certain sound bites. But in podcasting, just go with it. So yeah, I totally remember. And it actually really freed me because I was a person that always liked to stick to a script. So it changed the way I interview.
So tell me about your question deck. Like, where did it come from? I'm so curious because for me, questions are truly like, they're it. I'm obsessed with them.
You ask like, such good questions. I've done a lot of podcasts. You are so, so insightful.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Well, from someone who loves questions too, that's like,
I love,
love. It. Yeah. So tell me about your deck.
So I got a job. I thought it was my dream job at an entertainment outlet. And I was the youngest person they ever hired. And I thought like, this is why I moved to LA. This is why I like didn't go to all my friends' birthday parties and trips and like missed out on everything. And I got there and I hated the job. I broke out into hives. I would cry in the bathroom at lunch. I was working like 16-hour days and just miserable. And I was getting gas on my way to work one day. And I called my mom and she was like, you do not sound like yourself. Like, just quit. And I was like, I have no money. How am I going to quit? Also, like, this is a great company. If I quit, I look like a loser. Like, I gave up. Like, what's my next move? And she was like, I don't know, but I know that you'll figure it out. So just, life is too short to be this miserable. Mm. And I've never liked being a quitter. So it was hard for me, but I was so miserable. So I just did it. And I was living off my credit cards, and financial instability is so anxiety ridden. So I was just like, didn't know where my next rent check was coming from. And I had all this time on my hands. And so I was like, I want to try and use this time to take myself to grad school. So I started watching all the people I think do it best, like Robin Roberts and Bob Costas and Katie Couric and Larry King. And I started having breakfast with Larry King like every 2 weeks on Sundays.
That's magical.
It was incredible.
We got to circle back to that in a minute. I'm like, how did you make that happen?
He signed my microphone. It's like an old mic that I bought it on eBay that he used to use, and he signed it, which is really special.
I love that. He's a legend.
He's a legend. And he was the most innately curious person I'd ever met. Mm. And so part of my like grad school thing was I kept a Google Doc of about 800 questions that I had that I'd ask celebrities and entrepreneurs and authors. Mm. And I would have to pull them up quickly. So I always like kept a doc so that I could be prepared. And I looked at that doc one day, I was adding some things and I was like, you know, I ask people questions for a living and I've never asked myself one question. And this was pre-therapy. And I was like, that's pretty weird, huh? Like, I don't know the answers to any of these questions. If you ask me, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what I think. I just want to hear what you think.
Right.
So about 5 a day, I decided I was going to ask myself from that Google Doc. And by the end of the list, it took months and months. By the end of that list, I realized what a superpower questions are, because not only was I more confident because I had like ideas about myself and reflections, but I was more practiced at asking questions. And so I would be on the phone with my parents or a friend or be out at dinner and
people felt seen. It was like a vibration. I felt like they were magnetic to me because they were like, oh, she really cares. To give somebody that gift, it's the gift that therapists give us, really, is like complete presence and interest in who you are. And I realized that this is a superpower that everybody can tap into, but we just don't know how necessarily, or don't know what to ask or how to enter a conversation. And so I put this deck together because I think to gamify it is really helpful. It takes all the awkwardness out of it. And at this point, I've tested it out with a bunch of different people. And it's fun to use it in different groups because, like, I did it with my dad and I learned, I'm really close with him. I learned stories I'd never known before. I actually really want to do it and like record him, you know?
That'd be awesome.
But it's fun. Like at dinner parties, the same thing. Like you kind of like set a purpose for your group meeting instead of just like going in and talking about the weather.
Well, I literally have to get your deck because I've burned through. We literally use them at every holiday. Like we pull them out Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the things. It started with questions in a bowl years ago. And I'm telling you, it's the best, and you need to keep making decks because I'm cycling through them. So we're going to use your deck. We'll tag you in our next big like family thing. But we actually just used them last week, like a different deck. But I can't wait for this one because we burned through that other deck.
So yeah. No, I know. I think it's important to, I want to do expansion packs. Like I have 52 questions to fall in love, like 52 questions to ask before marriage. I think they're important. And we don't know what to ask sometimes. And that's my job, is to ask questions. So why not?
Oh my God. I love that. I don't know if you know this, but my new beverage company that's coming out, we started it 2 years ago, but we're finally coming out. But there's three questions on the back of every can that help you like figure out your next step and expand opportunities for women. So
that
it's like
so cool.
Well, I'm like, we'll have to do like a cocktail / question card dinner with your stuff.
That's
there.
Amazing.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
That would be super fun. I love that you're doing this for people. It is a gift, like to be asked questions, to like be inquired about, to feel like so seen, to feel like your thoughts and opinions matter. Like that's the gift that you're giving to people. I love it so much. And I hope that you come out with all of the decks. Where can we find it?
It's on Instagram, Danielle Robay. It's the link in my bio. But I think to your point, because I feel like there's a lot of people that listen to your podcast that are go-getters and entrepreneurs, and they probably know this better than me even, but I learned that sales is not about selling, it's about helping. Mm. And to do that, you have to ask questions. And so the tagline is like, for my game, is that the most interesting thing is to be interested, because you can go to a networking event and like think, okay, how do I impress somebody? How do I like, what story can I tell or what tidbit can I share? And it's actually easy. Like you do not have to put all that pressure on yourself. Just ask someone a few good questions and they will remember you way more so than like a story that you shared.
Oh my God. It's so good. And it's so, so true. And that just relieves like all of, like you said, all of the pressure. I think that's probably where a lot of social anxiety comes from.
Yeah.
I'm like, how can we make this like not weird standing in a cocktail party, you know?
Yeah.
Like just pull them out of your purse. Okay. So one more time, where can we go? We can go right to your...
Yeah. To my Instagram, Danielle Robay, R-O-B-A-Y, link in my bio. And yeah, everything's there.
Well, I am so grateful that you came on the show. Is there anything else that you want to share with people that's like on your heart that you didn't get to say before we go?
No, just really thank you. I think like you have given, Gloria Steinem has this quote that I love. And she said that revolutions happen with women telling stories in basements and somebody saying, oh yeah, me too. Same. That happened to me. And I've listened to your podcast a bunch and you constantly share honest stories and you have people on that share honest stories. And so to connect us all in that way, I think is such a gift. So thank you.
Wow. Well, thank you. I did not know you ever listened to the podcast. So that's always so fun to hear. And this was just like such a soul-filling connection hour for me. So thank you again for coming on. And you guys, the biggest gift that we can give our guest, number one, you guys know I'm all about supporting women and supporting with your dollars. So definitely if you are curious about the deck, go and purchase the deck because it's only going to add to your life. It's only going to give you so many tools for social situations and business, because truly I believe it too, Danielle. Like, questions are a superpower and they are the key to receiving and understanding how to achieve everything that you want in life, whether it's relationships or business or that next level in your career. It truly comes back to questions. So this is just going to be a massive tool for you guys to go and learn how to arm yourself with better questions to get better answers. So definitely go get our deck. Please tag us if you go get it. Tell us, you know, what your biggest takeaway was from this podcast. And Danielle, what is your Instagram tag? What is your handle?
Danielle Robay. So DanielleRobay.
All right, you guys, definitely go give her a shout out. Let her know what your biggest takeaway was. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.